What a glorious day. What a glorious way. Yeah. Oh, happy day. Happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day. Happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day. Happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day. Happy day. I'll never be the same.
Amen.
Forever I am changed.
Whoa. Practice too. Service starts in like 2 minutes. God bless you. I'm glad you're here. It's great to see you. Hi there. How are you? God bless you. How are you, sweetie?
Hallelujah.
How come that's not on?
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sound good?
Daisy. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is raining.
Hallelujah.
All right, how many days of rain in San Diego? You know, like five in a year? So we can celebrate this rain. And there's a kid over there. I'll tell you, some of these moms, they think you bring your kid out in the rain, he's going to like dissolve like the Wicked Witch of the West. And you got him there too, that's good. These guys are watertight. They will not leak. Stand with me if you will. Levantate, por favor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody want to hear from the Lord today?
Yes.
Anybody just looking to hear from Jesus? Lord, we come before you this morning, Lord, and we ask that you would come and that you would visit us here this morning, Lord. As we celebrate your goodness, Lord, we offer a sacrifice of praise and an offer of thanksgiving to you, Lord, that you meet us here, Lord. Fill this place, Lord. Let us celebrate the rain. Celebrate you, Lord, that you are mighty in this place, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. We should be people of thanks and praise. Amen. God, you are great and you are worthy. Amen. So you know what? We're supposed to be a thankful people every day, but we know we have Thanksgiving coming up, so hopefully we're a little bit more focused on that this week, and we should be. Right? And so, Lord, help that. Just be planted in our heart every day. Amen?
Amen?
Because this first song, we're going to sing something to be thankful about. The day that Jesus paid the price for our sin. Amen? And then the second happiest day to each of us is the day that we realized it and accepted it. So let's just rejoice in who God is. The greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. Oh, happy day, happy day. Wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed. Amen. Have you been changed? When I stand in that place, free at last, meeting face to face, I'm yours. Jesus, you are mine. Hallelujah. Endless joy and perfect peace. Earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. Yes, he is. He's alive. Oh, happy day, happy day. You wash my sin away. Happy day. But you live, you died, you said in
promised you would rise. You did, and you're alive. You rule, you reign. You said you're coming back again. I know.
Amen.
You will, and all the earth will sing your praises. All the earth will sing your praises.
Amen. What a glorious day that will be. Come, Lord Jesus. You took our sins away.
You took and you take our sins away, oh God. You give and you gave your life away for us. Oh, you came down. You saved us through the cross. Our hearts are changed because of your great love. You lived, you died, you said in 3 days you would rise. You did. Oh, you're alive.
You rule and reign.
You rule, you reign, and you said you're coming back again. I know you will.
You took our sins away. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you took and you take our sins away, oh God. You give, oh, you gave your life away for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
You came down, you saved us through the cross. And my heart's been changed because of your great love. You lived, you died, you said in 3 days you would rise. You did, and you're alive.
You rule and reign.
You rule, you reign. You said you're coming back again. I know you will, you will. And all the earth will sing your praises. All the earth will sing your praises.
Hallelujah. We're going to sing your praises, Lord. Let's sing, you lived and you died.
You lived, you died. You said in 3 days you would rise. You did. Oh, you're alive.
Yes, you are, Lord.
You rule. You reign. You said you're coming back again. I know you will, and all the earth will sing your praises.
Let's sing his praises this morning.
Yes, all the earth will sing your praises.
All the earth.
Oh, all the earth will sing your praises.
Last time, let's sing it out.
Yes, all the praises.
Amen. We sing your praises, Lord, for all you've done for us, Lord God. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Hallelujah.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good. He is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise.
Sing praise to the Lord.
Sing praise.
With a mighty hand.
With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. His love endures forever. Oh, for the life that has been reborn. His love endures forever. Sing praise.
Let's sing praise. Even back in the cry room. Yay.
Sing praise. Oh, sing. Praise,
sing to him.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever.
From the rising to the setting sun.
From the rising to the setting sun. His love endures forever. And by the grace of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever. Oh, sing praise. Let's sing praise. Yay, sing praise. Sing praise. Let's sing praise. Sing praise to the Lord. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever, forever, forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever, forever, and ever.
Amen. That is his promise, that he will never leave us or forsake us.
His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. So sing praise. Let's sing praise. Sing praise.
Come on, sing praise. Let's sing praise. Sing to the Lord. You are faithful.
Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever, forever, forever you are faithful, Lord. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever, forever, and ever.
Amen. Sing to the Lord. Your love endures forever.
Your love endures forever. Your love endures forever.
Thank you, Lord.
Your love endures forever, Lord. Your love endures forever.
Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Sing praise to the Lord. Amen. For he is good. He is good. You know, I have to tell you on the way over, I'm like, Leanne, pray for me. I just feel so down. I just feel so discouraged. We need to put our eyes on the Lord no matter what. You know, that is the only way. We need to know his word so we know the truth. And, man, the enemy wants to kick us around, you guys. And so often we go, okay. It's like, no, you know what? You kick me, but I have my eyes on the Lord. I know where my strength comes from, okay? And I have to tell myself that too. It's not like, oh, you know, Pastor Bob and I have it all together. No, we are in that daily struggle too. Our kids, every single one of us, right? So we look to him, and you know what? He says we will overcome if we keep our eyes on him, if we keep going toward him, and he will never leave us or forsake us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? You know, Pastor, I was going to do, we talked a little bit about this, but this is Thanksgiving week, and a couple weeks ago, we were so honored with your appreciation, and you know, we love you guys. I mean, we really do. Our life really is to serve this church and to serve the Lord through that, but I also wanted to, there's so many things, people we can thank here, Pastor Bob and I, and today we're just going to spotlight, and right before our greeting time, so that you can give her an extra special hug, but you know what, Jean, we want to just tell you how much we appreciate you. And Jimmy, too. You don't know how much Jean does. She is our hub. She just keeps things rolling here, and she's doing the women's ministry. She is so faithful. Jean will be on a trip and literally have what you need, you know, before she leaves. She is faithful no matter what. And you bless us. You bless us, Jean, and we love you. So we love you guys. And give Jean an extra special appreciation hug today. And God bless you. Well, you can greet one another now. Amen. Amen.
Bass pedal fell off.
No.
So I had to fix it.
That one was really like you, huh? You probably knocked it out from the front of the song.
We did. money for that bike. Or, okay. Or no, I gave it to Martin. So just let you know.
I've been waiting here. I've been waiting for him to give all the money. To
I think he gave it to Gene already.
Oh, he did?
Last week. One day last week.
How much was it?
I don't know. Check with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I gave almost $100. You know, I want to know.
Johnny. Amen. Woo. Yes, hallelujah. Have a seat, everyone. We must continue. Family, we must continue. I am so thankful. I'm so thankful that I am here. I am thankful I am here. And I am so thankful that I know the Lord. I mean, I think about that song, the one song that you sang, which was Happy Days. I'm going to read some parts. You know, these words are powerful. These words are powerful. And I'm just going to read a couple verses on the words here. It says, the greatest day in history, death is beaten. You have rescued me. Sing out loud, or sing it out. Jesus is alive, the empty cross, the empty grave, life eternal. You have won the day. Shout it out. Amen. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day. You washed my sin away. That sums it up. that sums it up. What he's about and how thankful to know him. How thankful to know him. Because he leads us to the promised land. He takes us down that narrow road. And he brings us back when we tend to fall off. He brings us back. He has a forgiving heart. I am so thankful that I know him. He's so awesome. And you know, some of you guys might be thinking about, well, this dude had a spiritual battle last week. I'm sure you guys want some follow up. But just to let you guys know, I'm still going through it. But you know what? God is going through it with me. He's still going through it with me. And it's so awesome. It's awesome to know that. He is still here by my side. I'm still going through it, but he is here. And that is so much hope. So much hope he has given me. You know, and briefly, I don't want to talk about, but just to let you know, just to add to those things, you know, my father had a stroke. So that burden, it was on Thursday. That burden just got even a little heavier. It got a little heavier on me. He's in rehabilitation right now. But it got heavier on me. But you know what, though? Every time, it never failed. I go, God, help me. Get me through. He's there. I feel him. Amen. He's there. It's amazing. I got to move on. But it is amazing how he does things, even when you're kind of down. Says praise him still. Amen. Even when you're down, praise him. Because there's a lot of great things he has for you. First Corinthians talks about being thankful. And it says here, 1 Corinthians 30th and 31st. And this is for all of you guys thinking during the Thanksgiving time here. And just remember, that's just one day. But you know, every day you're thankful. Every day. And they chose one day to really focus on it. But every day you should be focusing on how thankful you are. But here, it says here, if I take part in the meal with thankfulness, Why am I denounced? Because of something I thank God for. It says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Amen. Everything you do, do it for the glory of God. Can I have the ushers up? Let's be obedient. Let's give thanks back to the Lord through our tithes and offerings. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do, Father. We are very thankful for actually just allowing us here to praise your name, to worship your name, Father. We thank you for your forgiveness that you've given us. We thank you for your mercy, Father. Father, we thank you for your anointment, Father, that you give us, Father. Father, I just ask you that you just continue to protect us and guide us, Father. And Father, keep us focused on you and down that narrow path, Father. Father, I ask you that you take the tithes and offerings and do as your will, Father. You are in control. Father, I ask you this to, you know our hearts, Father. And Father, I just ask you that when we give cheerful. We give without no doubt of who you are. Father, I thank you. Thank you in all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, good morning. Ramiro, are you here? Ramiro asked for a couple of minutes. This is our bilingual section. Come on up here, sir.
Okay, todos los demás. Everyone, do you like a extended hand or your couples? Come on, please. We need to pray for them. Todos los demás, si pueden hacer sus brazos, por favor.
This might really heighten people's
system. Everyone would like to join, coming in. Coming with. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Praise my God. You're so good, Lord.
You don't need a circle. You can just kind of come on in. Yeah. Just don't worry about a circle. Proxima. Proxima.
Okay. We like to pray on English and Spanish also at the same time. Just,
okay.
Just like to pray with them because it's a family and we are pastor with every por todos. So necesitamos nosotros orar por ellos porque ataques del diablo pueden estar viniendo muy fuerte, entonces necesitamos orar por ellos. Amén.
Gracias, gracias.
Right. We need to pray for them because the devil is attacking them, and we just have to pray for the pastor.
Amen. Amen.
Amén.
Amen.
One, okay. Two, three. Señor, te damos gracias por tenernos en esta oportunidad de orar por ellos, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Te pedimos en este momento, Señor.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ramiro asked for a couple of minutes. I did not know that that was coming. But, hey, and you know what? We pray for you guys, and we do need you guys to pray for us, because I'll tell you what. I mean, what you see going on around here is not all that's going on around here. Can I get a witness on that? Okay. Let's see. What happened? Oh, we lost that. All right. Yep. There we go. Hey, we are on Thanksgiving schedule this week. Lisa and I are going to be taking our children, heading up to Fresno. Yeah. 8 glorious hours of driving. Yes, in the rain. Through L.A. Oh, there'd be accidents every foot. I don't know. But God is good. And so anyway, there will not be a Monday morning Bible study with Lisa. There will not be a Wednesday night Bible study here. There will be food distribution Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mike is picking up the food on Monday, Friday. And I'm going to, I haven't asked him yet, but I'm hoping Ramiro can pick up the food on Wednesday. So if you can't, let me know, okay? Now, guys, Friday, many of you are off, okay, and you normally work, and you could come. And get, I'm thinking there could be, there's just going to be a bunch of food on Friday. There's not going to be a distribution on Thursday for the other church to pick up, so it's going to be almost like a Mondays are massive. And so I think Friday, I mean, who knows, we'll have turkeys, I don't know what they're going to have. We never know what they're going to have, but come on Friday. Come every day, about 11:15, 11:20, and we will serve you, and God is good. Amen? Amen? All right, next Sunday is water baptism. And we talk about stepping forward in the Lord, and you want to step forward in the Lord in obedience, say, Lord, what you got for me, that's what I want. Time to follow him in water baptism. We have several people that are going to be baptized in water, and we're going to have Teen Challenge next Sunday. And the rehab program over here, international rehab program run by the Sons of God, founded by David Wilkerson in New York City in the 50s. Just a radical, radical transforming program. And they come, and they're going to sing and preach and share testimonies, and you will be blessed. Can I get a witness on that? Hey, if you know somebody that's coming out of some type of addiction, some type of issues, you know, bring them, because they got all kinds of people delivered from all kinds of stuff, and we'll be hearing about them next week. Glory to God.
Amen.
Trying to think what else we got. I think that's it. I'm going to let the children go quietly downstairs, and the worship team is coming back up, and we're going to continue to worship the Lord. Amen.
Will you stand with me as we continue to worship the Lord? We really are blessed to be here. And I've told a couple people that when we go away on this week, I feel torn because there's, you know, we want to spend Thanksgiving with you guys too. So, but I just pray that the Lord takes care and covers, especially during food distribution and all that good stuff and Thanksgiving Day. But let's give God thanks today as we just worship him, put our eyes upon him. Lord, I pray that you bless our kids as they go downstairs, Lord, and that your word, God, would penetrate their hearts. Lord, that they would know you better, God. And I just pray right now that you just draw us close to you so that we would have fellowship with you, Lord, and that we would just be changed by you being here, God, by your presence, God, just by who you are. And that I don't want to just come to church and just leave. God, we want to meet you here, that you would have impact in our life, God. And even though, like Aaron said, we have the struggles, and like everybody praying for me and Pastor Bob, but you know what, Lord? We have victory in you, and we're just so humbled, and we're so blessed, God. Help us to understand that more. Help us to recognize the scheme of the evil one rather than to give into it. And God, that we would just keep our eyes upon you. You are good, Lord, and you are worthy of praise. All throughout the Bible, it talks about your goodness. And we just want to praise you today. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks to you, Lord. Give thanks. Hallelujah, Lord, that our hearts would be full of thanks and gratitude, God. Your word says to, in all things, to give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. Help us, Lord, that we would put things in perspective. Even as Aaron read those words, to the happiest day when you took upon our sin, God, and then you cleansed us and you free us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. You are a friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death. And many times I've wondered at your gift of life. And I'm in that place once again. Just give him thanks. Lord, we're in the place of praise. I'm in that place once again. 'Cause once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Now you are exalted. Now you are exalted in the highest place. King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I marvel at your saving grace. And I'm full of praise once again. Yes, I am, Lord. Oh, I'm full of praise once again. Be full of praise right now, once again. Once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Thank you for the cross, Lord. I thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the cross, my friend. Yes, we do, Lord, once again. Once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Yes, Lord, once again I thank you. Lord, once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Once again we thank you, Lord. Once again we thank you. Once again we pour out our lives. Hallelujah, Lord. We just want to thank you and pour out our lives to you. We worship you, Lord, for who you are. Hallelujah. What can I do but thank you? What can I do but give my life to you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can I do but praise you every day, make everything I do a hallelujah. A hallelujah. God, we just thank you, God, because truthfully, yes, the only thing we can really do is to give our life to you, Lord. That's the response you want. What can I do but thank you? What can I do but give my life to you? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! What can I do but praise you every day, make everything I do a hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can I do but thank you? What can I do but give my life to you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can I do but praise every day, make everything I do a hallelujah. A hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you, God. Yes, we do, God. We thank you. What can we do, God, but praise you and thank you? Let's give him thanks and praise. Your word says it is good praise to give you thanks and praise. And we worship you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Blessed, I'm blessed. Lord God, I'm blessed. I got prayed for, and God is good. All right, Mr. Martin's class is dismissed. Mr. Aaron's class is going to stay up here today. Glory to God. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, wife. Turn your Bibles, if you would, to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9. Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 9, verses 28 to 36. The Mount of Transfiguration. Mount of Transfiguration today. Gospel of St. Luke. I got a testimony coming up in a little bit. And I want to be ready for
for that. There we go. Praise the Lord. All righty, Gospel of Luke, chapter 9. Are you ready? Thomas ain't ready, but I'm not waiting on you, bro. All right. Gospel, Luke, chapter 9. Bible says, verse 28, about 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up to a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. And the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." And he did not know what he was saying. You ever do that? Kind of speak out of place and he's like, "Whoa, that was probably not so good. Well, this is not so good." While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and enveloped them. I get your attention. Can I get a witness on that? It says, they were afraid as they entered the cloud, and a voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son whom I have chosen. Listen to him." And sometimes we've got to slow down and we just got to listen to the Lord. Can I get a witness on that? Amen. Lord, we come before you this morning, and I thank you, Lord, for the presence of your Spirit guiding us, Lord, into fullness, Lord, that we can indeed come out of darkness and into light. Lord, I pray that you would meet us here this morning, that you would be glorified by our attention, Lord. I pray that you bind every distraction, Lord. Lord, I come against the attack of the enemy, Lord, as he would tear people down, and your Spirit would build us up, Lord, that you would provide assistance and aid, as Aaron said, been through challenges. Lord has not given up on me yet, Lord. There are many yet here this morning that are going through challenges, Lord. Lord, and I pray, Lord, that you come close to us, and we will give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I went shopping for a new printer yesterday. New to me. Got off Craigslist, you know, I can't be buying no new stuff. But I was very exasperated with my printer. It was a Canon printer. Anybody got a desktop printer at home? Anybody tired of spending $25 for an inkjet cartridge? Well, I ordered one of them refill kits. You heard about them? Well, those things work, man. And I got these little tubes with like little syringes coming off of them, and you gotta like lovingly take out your cartridge and put it on like a little napkin thing, and you like open it up and there's little holes in there, and like just kind of fill them up with that ink, you know, each one individually, slowly, paying attention, focus, all that stuff. Well, I did that, and my black ink cartridge is just filled with this wonderful new ink. And my color cartridge is filled with three different colors of ink, and I'm just set to go. Except the printer doesn't measure how much ink there is. The cartridge just tells the printer how many pages it's been printed, and it just knows. So I got my ink cartridges filled up, lovingly filled up. And yesterday, Lisa was printing out this women's ministry thing, like 20, 30 pages. And it just stopped. I got to print my sermon out. I'm like, I got work to do. This is Saturday. You can't take my printer away. And so call on Craigslist, went and met this nice lady up in Tierra Santa. She had a copier, scanner, printer, HP, refillable, with an extra print cartridge. I just took that old Canon printer. It's gone. Now I got my brand new HP scanner, copier, and printer, and I am one happy man. Change is good. Can I get a witness on that? Talk about change today. Talk about change in Jesus, that Jesus is being changed along the way. And he has changed right before Peter, James, and John. Jesus has changed from regular to glorified. He starts radiating light like lightning. You know, he's described kind of like angels are described. Kind of a glory is emanating from him. He is, this event, the Mount of Transfiguration, is considered the biggest event between Jesus' baptism in water. And if you haven't been baptized in water, you should be baptized in water next week. It's going to be cold. Can I get a witness on that? It's going to be cold back there. But I tell you what, Jesus hung on a cross for you. So don't let a little bit of cold water hold you back from following the Lord in obedience. We're going to take a look at this most significant action that Jesus took in between his baptism and the crucifixion today. And we're going to take a look at the cross, because he is headed toward the cross. This whole section starts off with about 8 days later. 8 days after what? 8 days after, Peter said, "You are the Christ. You are the Messiah of God." And Jesus says, "Right, Peter." And then he tells them what's going to happen. He said to the angels, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." Amen. And he said, "Yes, I am the Christ. I am the Messiah. And this is what I am being prepared to do." Peter's confession and what it means. See, Jesus is on the way to Jerusalem. Jesus is on the way to persecution. Jesus is on the way to the cross. And his journey is becoming more clear. And as it becomes more clear, it's becoming more challenging. And maybe today you're coming in here and you're feeling a little bit challenged by life. Amen? Amen. And my heart sung when Aaron said, "You know, I'm still going through that challenge, but God has not left me." Yes. See, Jesus going through a challenge and he gets help along the way. There is assistance for Jesus as he is heading through his challenge, and there is assistance for you as you are heading through your challenges in life. Amen? Jesus says, "I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you." And you're going to go through some tough stuff, and guess what? You're going to learn how to be tough. You're going to learn how to overcome. Jesus is working it out. You might be working it out, and the Lord is not going to ask you to travel alone. Amen? Title of today's message is called Help Along the Way. Are you interested? Amen, yes. All right, let's take a look at this. Bible says, this is a picture of what is waiting. A picture of what is waiting. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, James, and John with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. And Jesus took those closest to him. He took Peter, James, and John. These were known as the inner circle. And these were the people that were closest to Jesus. And I'm wondering what made them stick out. What criterion he used. Because you know what? I want to stick out. I want to be special to the Lord. And I don't know if it was their faith. I don't know if it was their actions. I don't know if it was their strength. I don't their behavior, their understanding, or what. But there was something different about these three men that separated them from the other nine. An inner circle. You want to be part of the Lord's inner circle? You want to stand out from the rest? Amen. I do. Yes. I do. You know, we have an inner circle here. There are some of you that stand out from the rest. You shine a little bit brighter. Lisa's talking about Gene and talking about putting the spotlight on some people. And in the coming weeks, she's going to be doing that. She got. Did you put that thing up there on the board? You didn't. Oh, she got a little Gene thing put up there. She got other names on there. The inner circle, the special people, the people that are doing extra. Jesus notices. And Jesus took them on a trip. Let's take a look. Jesus gives us a glimpse of what's coming. All right? He gave Peter, James, and John a glimpse of what was coming. What's coming? He says, as he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Lisa would like that to happen to Joe's clothing. Become bright as lightning. This is called the Transfiguration. We get this from the King James Bible. It says that he was transfigured, that he was transformed, that he was changed. The Greek word there is, let me read this for you. It says it is, there it is down there, metamorpho, where we get our word metamorphosis, where we see a transformation. And what we do is we see a preview of Jesus' heavenly body. Amen? Paul talks about this to the church in Corinth. He says, so it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body which is sown perishable, the body that is sown like this, the body that is sown like your dad's body, has got a stroke and he's got other stuff going on, right? We're praying for Tosimi. Tosimi's too sick to come today? Is she here today, Tosimi?
She's sick.
She's sick. She got congestive heart failure. Kathy's sick. Balthazar's in a wheelchair. Thomas used to be in a wheelchair. We got perishable bodies, amen? And he says that our bodies are not good enough to make it. He says it is sown perishable, but Jesus' body is going to be raised imperishable. And he says it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness and is raised in power. And what Peter, John, and James see on the Mount of Transfiguration is the glory of God and the power of God and the magnificence of God shining through even his clothing. And what that is that is a glimpse of what Jesus is going to look like in heaven. But it's not just Jesus who's going to be changed, because he will be changed as well. He goes on to write in the first letter to Corinth. He says, listen, I'll tell you a ministry. We'll all be changed. He says, we will not all sleep. We're not all going to die. Some people are going to see Jesus coming in the clouds. Can I get a witness on that? He says, we're not all going to sleep, but we're going to all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. The trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised. How? Imperishable. And we'll all be changed. And we'll get bodies that are glorified bodies. We'll get bodies that shine like Jesus. They're going to need no wheelchair. He was sporting his new wheelchair over here on Wednesday. Just a loner till he gets maybe a brand new chair. But I'm telling you what, I'm waiting for a brand new body. Ain't going to need no chair. Amen? And that's what the Lord says. Is, hey, you know what? We'll all be changed. Change is good. And we're all going to get brand new bodies one day. But I tell you what. Change don't have to wait till that day. We can see the leading edge of change coming right at us. Amen? Thomas, come on up here. We're going to talk about change happening in Thomas's life. All right. Now, you've been coming here for 4 months?
Yes, sir.
And
yes.
There you go. Don't be afraid of that mic. And you were an angry man 4 months ago.
Yes, I was.
All right, tell us a little bit about that and tell us about that change that came.
A couple weeks in June, I was drinking real heavy and doing drugs. And I'd go to Albertson's, and on my way there, some guy said, hey, man, give me a cigarette. And I said, I haven't got one. But he saw the pack in my shirt, and he went to grab me, and that was the end of that. I had him on the ground, and all of a sudden I felt somebody else grab me, and I turned around and I hit him, and it was a cop. So I ended up in jail for a couple of days. Anyway, after that,
see, the man that grabbed you by the collar was about how old?
About 30, 35.
And yeah. You're how old?
71.
71. See, he's a former Navy SEAL. And I'm sure this youngster said, hey, old man, I'm going to take that cigarette from you. And he didn't plan on landing on his back. But you got a history of violence.
Yes.
And so you're in jail, and you got out of jail, and you were looking for a change. Tell us about that.
Well, I had met a guy, and he said, I've been going to churches to get food here and food there. And I came to this church, and I was outside, and I went down, and I saw Pastor Bob. At that time, I didn't know it was Pastor Bob. I said, you know, I come for food. And he said, well, you can't get food until you go to church on Sunday. I said, well, I go to church. He said, no, you haven't. So he said, you got to go to church. So next Sunday, I came, and I was in a wheelchair at that time. And I listened to Pastor Bob preach. His sermon was something else, but he laid hands on me that day. And when I left out those doors, I'm telling you, as God is my witness, something struck me. Everything was new. I couldn't explain it. And God came into my heart. The Holy Spirit came into me. He's got a hold of me. And I'm telling you, my whole life has changed. I no longer am doing drugs or drinking. I want to serve the Lord every day. And every day the Lord does something for me, no matter what I ask him for. And he speaks to me. He actually does. Really, I'm being honest with you. That he comes and he talks to me up here. And I know I have to work for whatever I ask for. I need to work for it. And believe me, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is just the way. He's the answer to everything.
And amen. Amen. You know, Thomas was saying, you know, we do Bible study. You come with lunch with Pastor Bob Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We won't be doing that either this week, by the way. But he says, I'm hearing this voice in my head. Oh, that's the Holy Ghost speaking right to your heart, Brian. He says, oh, okay. Hey, change is good. Amen. And we see Jesus transformed in the Mount of Transfiguration, and we get a glimpse of his glorified body. And there's transformations all along the way. Let's take a look. Says, there are changes that you can see. We can see it in Thomas. Amen? Anybody notice that in Thomas? You notice that in Thomas, John? Yeah, I'll tell you. And even Belshazzar was saying, yeah, I heard about Thomas. I didn't even know who he was. but talk about changes you can see. The change we see in Jesus. He says, two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor. They had glory as well. Right? They're in heaven. Right? Hey, he said, perishable bodies don't get up there. Right? Says they spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions we'll talk about this in a minute. They're sleeping. I don't get that part. And when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. And Jesus making plans. Jesus meeting with Moses and Elijah, and they are talking about, you know, what is going to be happening in the very near future, as Jesus approaches the cross. And Moses and Elijah were very important characters in Jewish history. Moses led the Jews out of slavery. Amen? They were a nation, lived in Egypt for 400 years, and at the end of that time, they were put in slavery, they were tormented, and they cried out to God, and God sent Moses to lead them out of slavery. Amen. So Moses was a pinnacle part of the Jewish history. Elijah, arguably the greatest prophet of the Old Testament. But he's also, see, as Moses was tied up with the past of the Jews, Elijah was tied into the future of the Jews. And I've used this verse a couple times in the last couple of weeks. But in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, second to the last verse in the Old Testament, Bible says, see, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. And so here is Jesus talking about with this character, the pinnacle character of the past and the pinnacle character of the future. And Jesus and they are discussing what is going to happen in Jerusalem. Now, folks, I don't think that this meeting was for the benefit of Moses or Elijah. I don't think that Moses and Elijah going, ooh, goody, 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 goody. We're going to, you know, hang out with Jesus. He's going to tell us something. That the ministry that happened, the help that happened, the aid that happened came from Moses and from Elijah and was directed towards Jesus. That there is assistance that was made available to our Lord Jesus Christ as he began his path to the cross. And Peter, James, and John are taking a nap. I think the impact of the moment is lost on them. I mean, if Jesus invited me to go on a hiking trip with him, I would be doing backflips. What do you think? Eliseo, Jesus comes up to you and says, hey, you want to go on a hiking trip? Let me carry your pack, Lord. What do you need, man? I'll cook. I'll do whatever you want. Right? I mean, I am focused. I'm probably not even going to go to sleep. You know, say, you go ahead and go to sleep. I mean, I'm going to be wired. Can I understand that? But I think because Peter, James, and John had been traveling with Jesus, they had become accustomed to traveling with the Lord. And they got to the mountaintop and said, we're tired. And I think that is the danger in the church today, that we can become accustomed to what the Lord does and his word and his magnificence and his deliverance and all that stuff. And we can become sleepy and we can become bored and we can miss out on what the Lord has for us. We can become accustomed to the things of the Lord and get sleepy. We need a change. Amen?
Yes.
All right. Point number two. Peter gets it wrong. You ever get it wrong? Peter got it wrong. He says, as the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said, hey, master, it's good for us to be here. Talking about Peter, James, and John just woke up from the sleep. Good for us to be here, Lord. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And he did not know what he was saying. But what he did say, it was wrong. Why was it wrong? Because Peter is waking up late to the party. He's waking up late to what is going on. And what does he do? Instead of trying to understand what's going on, he tries to exert control over the situation. Yo, Jesus, hold it up. What's Jesus doing? He's preparing to go to the cross. And what is Peter trying to do? Peter is trying to impart his plan on Jesus' plan. Hold it up, Jesus. And so often, we want to take our plan and impose it upon the plan of God. It's in our hearts. It's what we do. It's what Peter did. Matthew gives us an incredible picture of Peter's heart. Matthew chapter 16. He says, from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples, this is the very same time frame, Matthew talking about the same stuff, explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life. Now, if Jesus told you that, what are you going to say? Yes, sir. Can I get a witness on that?
Amen.
But not Peter. For whatever reason, Peter took him aside. You dressed for the part today. Peter took him aside. And he says, no way, Jesus, this isn't going to happen. Thank you, that's all I need.
Thank you.
He began to rebuke Jesus. Wow. Peter began to rebuke Jesus, says, never, Lord. This is never going to happen to you. I'm not going to allow it to happen. And sometimes we do that. Sometimes we'll do that to the Lord, say, no way, I'm not going to give you reign in my life, Lord. And know what Jesus' response is? You can look it up later. He says, get behind me, Satan. You just get behind me, Satan. And so often it is the devil that is coming up and causing us to go against the plan of God. To go against what the Lord has planned for his kingdom, for his people, and for you. You say, no way, Lord. That's too hard for me. Poor choices. We all make poor choices. I make poor choices. I made a doozy on Friday. We're out doing the food pickup. Me and Thomas. And I'm hungry, man. And we picked up the bakery stuff. And some of you don't know, I got diabetes. And I decided, chocolate macadamia nut looked really, really good in that bag. And I was kind of good. I only ate half of one. That's being good. But you know, we were driving back to the church, and I was still hungry. And in that same bag, I saw it when I was putting this stuff away. There was one of them jalapeno cheese rolls. I said, "Ooh, yeah." And then I ate that. And I was pretty gone then. So we were taking out the food. I started passing out the cookies. I saw the other half of that chocolate macadamia nut cookie, and I ate it. And then we were going around doing the food distribution. And if you've never been, you were invited to come at 11:15 Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. And I love cinnamon raisin bagels. And I grabbed one, not even really considering eating it, of course, but on the way home, I ate that one too. And I was all funky. For you young people, that's an older word. You can look it up on Wikipedia. They'll tell you what it means. But I'm just all messed up, you know, and I'm going, oh, my sugar, you know, I probably need to eat. My sugar's low. And I test my sugar, 469. I mean, but the cool thing is I do a test, and it tells me, oh, you are so messed up, man. If I didn't have that tester, I wouldn't know. And I took some insulin, and I jumped on my treadmill, and I started working, and about 45 minutes, I was down to 205, which is still sky high. But I think 469 will kill you or something. I don't know. I've never been in 469. Nope. Boy.
What happened to the hot dog?
The hot dog? Oh, yeah, I had a hot dog too, yeah. But I did have a little bit of salad. Poor choices. Poor choices. Peter made them. I made them. We all make poor choices. The thing is, what are you going to do with your poor choice? Amen? All right. God brings correction. While he was speaking, right? Peter is still talking. Hey, it's good for us to be here, Lord. Hold these guys up. We'll shift gears. You don't need to go to Jerusalem. We don't really want that to happen. Let's do the Peter plan rather than God's plan. And while he's talking over, you know, counteracting the plan of our God in heaven, he says, a cloud appeared and enveloped them. It's like, whoa. I guess somebody's mad. And they were afraid. As they entered the cloud, it's like, whoa. And a voice came from the cloud saying, this is my son whom I have chosen. You got to listen to him. You got to pay attention. You got to make some changes in what you got going on. Amen? Sometimes we just distracted. Sometimes we're distracted by the stuff that we got going on. Sometimes we're distracted by our plan. Sometimes we're just distracted like chocolate made me macadamia nut. Man, I really want that thing. Peter was missing the point. Peter was a little fuzzy on really understanding who Jesus was. He just made the declaration, you are the Christ of God. You're the Messiah. You're the anointed one. And in that, because he's the anointed one, he's very much like Moses, leading people out of slavery. Can I get a witness on that? If Jesus set you free from sin, you've been set free indeed. Amen? He's just like Moses, leading you out of slavery. Amen? Amen. Can I get a witness on that? And he is like Elijah, pointing us into the future, into the promise of God that there is a restoration, regeneration, resurrection of the dead, that we'll spend eternity with Christ in heaven. Amen?
Amen?
But he says that he is the Son of God. He is God the Son. And because of that, he is nothing like Moses. And because of that, he is nothing like Elijah. That there was never anybody like our Lord Jesus Christ who walked this earth. Amen?
Amen?
And he says, this is my son. I want you to begin to pay attention to him. And so often we just need to listen. So often we need to listen. This can sound rather harsh. Is the Lord telling Peter to be quiet? Yep. Sometimes you need to be quiet before the Lord. We don't like to hear things like that. Not from a kind and loving God who's just up there waiting on what I need. He's just up there waiting on Steve to float a prayer. It's like, maybe Steve will pray today. Wow, I can't wait. What's he going to ask for?
God, come into my heart. Amen.
Chun's up there going, he's up there going, I'm waiting on Eddie. I'm waiting on Larry. I'm waiting on Balthazar. What's Balthazar want today? That's not God. God is up there going, who is lining up on me today? Who is looking into the plan of God and saying, God, use me in a mighty way. That's the person I'm going to choose. That's my inner circle. Those are the ones that I'm looking for. Amen? I mean, it just sounds so harsh for God to say, for Jesus to say, get behind me, Satan. Oh, it could be offensive. That could be hate speech. Maybe there's a lawsuit that Peter's got that he could bring against our Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that the kingdom of God is at our disposal rather than we being at the disposal of our Lord. And in this, we see the audacity of Peter. Jesus, hold it up. I got something better in mind than what you got. Let's make some tents. Well, that was a little barbecue. Maybe some hot links. Oh, yeah, they don't eat pork. Beef hot links. God says, Peter, it's time to get on board with me. It's time to stop asking me to get on board with you. This is my son. I chose him. Listen to him. He's got a program. Start lining up on him. And quit trying to tell him what he needs to do. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And I read all this. The correction that our Lord brings to Peter, and I believe that it is a time for celebration. You say, celebration? What are you talking about? Well, Peter was getting it wrong. Peter rebuked Jesus. Peter's a little confused. And Jesus, and our Lord does not say, Peter, get out of my presence. Send one of the other guys up. He says, no, Peter, it's time for you to start paying attention. It's time for you to get lined up. My question for you today is, are you lined up on the Lord? Are you pursuing him with your life? Are you paying attention to what he says? Jesus was lined up on the cross. You're going to line up on the Lord, you're going to line up on the cross. One of the things, I was talking to somebody last night, and I said, my job is for you guys to get an accurate picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when you get an accurate picture of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will see the cross. And as you pursue him, so I'm saying, Lord, what do you want from me, man? You want to go on a backpack? Let's go. I'm ready to go. And so often we're hiking to the cross. And as we begin to see the cross more and more clearly, there are those who say, not interested. Many of you are not interested in the cross today. Many of you are only interested in what God can do for you. Jesus said, you're going to follow me. You're going to have to deny yourself. You have to pick up your cross daily, and you're going to follow me. And as that becomes clear, many people say, I am not interested. And we have empty chairs here because people are not interested. But some people see it. And some people move towards it and move into it. See, Jesus saw the cross. And he moved into it and he experienced power. And he experienced provision. And he experienced glory. And I would say to you today, that as you see the cross of Christ, as you see the plan of Christ, and you begin to leave your plans behind. I mean, Aaron talked about it so eloquently earlier. Man, I got some challenges. And God knows you're going to have challenges. You're not following God so you don't have challenges. You're following God because he's going to put some big stuff in front of you, and he's going to hang with you every minute of the way. He says, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you, and I'll take you on through if you don't quit. And so many people say, it's too hard. I want to quit. I think I'll watch a movie. Amen. Some of you today are listening to the Lord and you are hearing his voice. And I just encourage you, just continue to listen, continue to move towards him. But maybe you are in a tough spot. Maybe you have been challenged all week. And there is such great news. Maybe you have been fuzzy. Maybe you have been confused on who the Lord Jesus Christ really is. And you're thinking, oh man, I am in danger today. There is help along the way for you. Yes. Message of encouragement today is God is not done with you. If he was going to be done with anybody, he would be done with Peter. He says, listen. Amen. See, you are not like my printer. God does not look at you and say, oh, I'm going to get a new one and just toss you off the side. So you're like the refill kit. Or you're like that cartridge. Jesus takes you in his hand. Puts a paper towel down. Lays you on your back. Take that syringe and just start pumping you up with all that you need. Put you back. Put you back in service.
Amen.
Say, you're as good as new. That's what he said to Peter. He said, Peter, you are so messed up. I mean, being called Satan by Jesus. If that's not the bottom, that's pretty close. I mean, he did tell the Pharisees that you are of your father, the devil. I think there would be a contest. Get behind me, Satan. You are of your father, the devil. Could be equal. I don't want to be either one of those. Maybe you feel like one of those today. Maybe you feel like you have just fallen incredibly short of the glory of God. And you thought God was done with you. And this message is for you today. And he says, I'm not done with you, but I need you to listen. I need you to quit talking so much. And I need you to listen, and I need you to hear my spirit, just like I'm talking to Thomas. I'll talk to you. Amen. You got a voice inside your head? Talk to somebody about it. That's God saying, listen to me, boy. Quit whooping on them 30-year-old kids. And don't hit any more policemen. There's wisdom in that. Can I get a witness on that? Lisa's going to come and pray. Or come and play. I'm going to pray. Lord Jesus, you are so good. Our Father in heaven, Lord, that you don't give up on us, Lord, that you give us the opportunity to move out of confusion, out of the darkness, and into the light. And there are some that are so confused this morning. And you're here this morning, and you're just saying, oh, Lord, thank you for not giving up on me. And I'm going to go to work. And I'm going to be quiet. And I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen to your spirit. I'm going to listen to your word. Maybe you're here today and you've been listening. You feel like Thomas. And there's lots of you that I've had come up and testify. And it's like getting new folks up there, but you're going, I'm listening. And you're saying, Lord, teach me more. Guide me more. I want to be useful to you in a mighty way. And I want to know you more. Well, this message is for you as well. Because there's help along the way. But who I want to pray for right now is that person that came in here discouraged this morning, thinking, I'm so confused. Lord, send me a message. And this message is for you today. You're saying, Lord, okay, I surrender all. I'm coming to you. I'm your child. I'm giving up. Guide me, Lord. Send me some help. I need some help, Lord. Don't leave me. Don't forsake me. I want to be like Aaron next week, knowing that you've been with me all week. Yes. Nobody's looking around, but the Lord is speaking, is shouting your name from heaven. And you're just shaking with his voice in your mind and in your soul. Maybe when I spoke to my heart that first time, my legs just felt all tingly like they're on fire. Maybe that is you this morning. You're saying, Lord, I don't want to mess around anymore. I don't want to be loud anymore. just want to listen and they just want to follow. And nobody's looking around. But the Lord is speaking to your heart. You're saying, Lord, that's me. I hear you. I'm hearing you. And I want that new life. Nobody looking around. Lord, speaking to your heart. I just want you to just raise your hand up. Say, that's me right here. These two, yes. And here. Oh, all over the place. Anybody else say, that's me. That's me, Lord. I just want to continue on with you. Here. Here. Here, here. You can put your hand down once I've seen it. Here, over here. Yes, right there. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. For each one, Lord. For each one, Lord. The ability to be quiet, Lord, the ability to surrender, and the ability to follow you. Lord, for each one of these that has raised their hand, Lord, I just pray, Lord, your call and your voice just resound to them, Lord. And as we sing, Lord, I just invite them, each one of you that put your hand up, just come to the front. We're going to worship the Lord, and we'll pray together in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together. Hallelujah.
Okay. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. I thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. I thank you for the cross, my friend. Oh, Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death, and many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. Oh, I'm in that place once again. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you, once again I pour out my life. And now you are exalted to the highest place, the King of all heaven, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I marvel at your saving grace, and I'm full of praise once again. Lord, I'm full of praise once again. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. And once again I pour out my life. Let's pour it out. Thank you for the cross. I thank you for the cross. I thank you for the cross, my friend. Lord, thank you for the cross. I thank you for the cross. I thank you for the cross, my friend. Once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life.
Lord Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord. We do thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you that we, Lord, follow the cross. We follow you, Lord, that we get aid and assistance and comfort along the way, Lord. I thank you for these that you've gathered here, Lord, that we support one another, Lord. Lord, that we lift one another up in prayer. Lord, that we grab a hold of one another, Lord, and that you would meet us in this place. And as we go from this place, that you don't leave us alone, Lord. For those that are living in confusion, Lord. Lord, I pray that you speak to their hearts, Lord. Guide and direct them, Lord. We give you praise for that in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
Amen. Are you glad you came to church today?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, we can. There's some lunch for you downstairs. He's going to sing one more song. You can flitter out quietly if you would as we just continue to worship the Lord. Amen.
What can I do but thank you? What can I do but give my life to you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can I do but praise you? Every day make everything I do a hallelujah. A hallelujah. Thank you. What can I do but give my life to you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can I do but praise you? Every day make everything I do a hallelujah. What can I do but thank you? What can I do but give my life to you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can I do but praise you? Every day make everything I do a hallelujah. A hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I don't know where I was going.
You know when it's hard to follow you?
What?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Oh. So this one's hard one because I have so many. I have in three different keys.
I know, and I see you, and sometimes you want to play one and then you just jump into the
next. I play the wrong thing, yeah.
Stay up and then more and then
yeah, because I'm not decisive, huh? Hey, I need.